I've reviewed the other books of the Black Snow comic before, including the I'm Famous spin-off comic that followed the Lone Wolf character. Or was it Black Snow that was the spin-off? In any case, the creators of Black Snow have sent me their latest comic book of the Black Snow franchise, Black Snow 2 Drink Minimum, by Michael Ballesteri and Alex Sequig, if I'm saying that correctly. And you can find this more at blacksnowcomic.com/BSTDM. If anyone can recall my reviews of the previous Black Snow comics, they will remember that they were less than favorable. There were many issues with the art, to say the least, and the writing didn't quite capture my attention. The creators were determined to have me review the Black Snow follow-up, so I am obliging them by giving them a review with a fresh start. The images that I'll be using for this review is from the webcomic series at that website. The actual comic book printed a little bit darker than these maybe by 20%, but it's still serviceable. So anyway, the cover. Actually, the cover is much better than the previous comic book, and I do like this cover. It's a very, very, very cool black and white style close-up of Black Snow with fading into the book's title here. The cropping and bleeding of the book cover is not quite right. Probably just a misalignment while being printed, but it still looks very nice. However, my hopes for the comic's art starts to wane a little bit in the first few pages. It's a step up, though, from the I'm Famous artwork. Well, eventually. Like the original Black Snow comic, the comic book, it's a collection of work over a period of time, and the art does get much, much better as it goes on and by the end. Overall, the art is still not that great. However, please let me go over the good parts of the artwork first. There is much more detail in backgrounds. Many times they use filtered reference photos or drawing over them for the backgrounds, which isn't necessarily a bad technique. It's totally something that people can do. I'm not saying anything against that particular technique. There are also times in which the same technique is used for characters, or at least it appears to be. Again, for, you know, the various body positions, or right on to the faces. Again, it's still a legitimate artistic technique. The comic shading also improves as the comic advances. Unfortunately, the art isn't very consistent all around. It's very inconsistent, sometimes even in the same page. Yeah, the art can look decent enough in one panel, and then might get all wobbly and gooey in another. I'm only assuming this, but it does seem like the artist gets reference photos and puts the art all over it. But when a reference isn't available, the style seems to be abandoned completely, and then the same character looks almost like a different character on the same page. This makes the comic have a wild variety of quality and very low consistency. It's distracting and annoying. And I don't mean to harp on this comic series, I really don't, but I was asked to do a review. So here I am doing a review, and part of giving me a review is being as honest as possible. If you can't handle that, don't submit. And that's in general. That's not to Michael and Alex. I'm not saying that they were complaining about my previous reviews or anything. These two have actually very much been getting better overall, especially by the end. And this, again, it's a work that has been collected over time, and it is presented in this book. And you can see that improvement as the book goes along. And again, it is better and better and better and better and better every time that they've been making updates and doing stuff. Just the style needs to be settled upon and refined as far as the art. However, there are a lot of the same problems going on as were in the previous comic. But to be fair, the later pages, again, are looking much better. But most of the issues, well, about 80% of the book is where I have a lot of these issues that I'm going to go into. Like the proportions of the way the characters are, or some of the characters are drawn. They feel like the artist is drawing way too close to the paper. I've done this in the past myself, very much focused on drawing a particular area or feature, and I never leaned back to taking the whole picture. So there's some of that apparent issue seeming to go on in this comic, and it does remind me a lot of my own mistakes when I used to draw comics and haven't in a while. I could probably restate a lot of the suggestions and ideas for this comic book from the last Black Snow comic review. Again, it does look like they're using photo references for characters, but again, there's still that inconsistency between close and far shots. in which the characters look sometimes like completely different people. Anyway, I'm done talking about the art, but it's overall better than the prior series, and especially the last 20% of the book. All right, so what about the writing? Well, that's actually much better than before. I still have a couple of issues here and there with the focus of the storyline, but that could be just the red herrings I'm chasing. The storyline does more or less start off with a reporter looking for Black Snow for help in finding out if a beloved city hero is actually crooked. And then there's a secret organization of supers. I can't tell if they're villains or vigilante justice types. And, oh, yeah, there's a detective that has a dog head that doesn't like the supers and thinks that capes and villains alike should be arrested. Okay. There's still Lightning Lad following Black Snow. Black Snow still wearing the anti-hero shirt. But that whole relationship still doesn't seem to go anywhere, really. It sort of retreads things from the first book, but I'm not left with any more feelings or closure as to question as why Lightning Lad is still following this guy. We also have a friend of Black Snow's who's trying to work up the courage to ask this girl to be his girlfriend. And honestly, this character feels the most real of all the characters in this book. The story in this comic book is full of plot and content. Overall, much better than the previous Black Snow comic. I have my qualms over parts of the storyline and the overall cohesion, but my biggest issue is that Black Snow doesn't really grow as a character, at least I don't feel that he does. Unless, again, it's that anti-hero thing that's the joke again, and perhaps it's an anti-story in that regard. I mean, if that's what they're going for, then yeah, I can see that, and it works in that respect. Still, some other characters have their own arcs, many don't. I don't think I'm really giving anything away in this review. The comic does end with the possibility of more, since so few plot lines have been unclosed. The real question is, can I recommend this comic to other people? Well, if you already liked Black Snow, you will probably like this comic book a lot. Again, because it is as far improved from the previous one. If you weren't keen on Black Snow at all, you probably won't like this comic very much at all. I could probably recommend this comic for people to learn from. And that may seem kind of mean, but I think it's a great example to show amateurs. To recap, the writing is much better and could be a bit tighter with all the plot threads. And the art has been much improved, especially by the end. And just looking at the latest art in the book as the new standard of quality for Black Snow going forward, I say stick to it. And just really work on staying consistent with that style, especially with the things that I said beforehand. Once again, that was Black Snow 2-Drink Minimum. And you can find that at blacksnowcomic.com. If I got that wrong, just look below in the show notes or on this video where I have the proper URL listed so that you can go check this out. We just got two more video comic reviews left. And then our comic reviews are going to be going just to text as I work on a new video web series for the Webcast Beacon Network. And I'll probably be announcing that at the end of the last video comic book comic review that I'll be doing. So anyway, see you next time.